Is there knowledge in the Most High? Asaph says, behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. And this is a thought, this is what he began to think when he watched them. Verily, I have cleansed my heart for nothing, in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all day long have I been plagued. God chases me. God doesn't let me get by with anything. He started getting bitter about the chastening of the Lord. But then he thought, well, if I talk like that, I will speak thus. Behold, I would offend against the generation of thy children. He couldn't even let anybody know how he was feeling on the inside because he was afraid he might hurt somebody. That's the love of God. And it's very, you ever heard the phrase, go ahead and say it and get it out and get it over with? Well, every time you say it, it goes deeper in you. You don't get it out by that. You get it out by shutting it down. You don't get hatred out by screaming at somebody. It drives it deeper in. You get hatred out by being ashamed of it and doing something else. He said, if I talk like this, I'm going to cause some of God's people to be discouraged. I can't do that. And when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. He just didn't understand it. It was just too painful. Until I went unto the sanctuary of God, and then I understood therein. God, you put those rich, evil people in slippery places. You cast them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors in the end. Consider the end of a matter. As a dream, when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. That's at the judgment. And when I thought about that, my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was like an animal before you, envying some other dog's bone. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee, and you have holden me by thy right hand. God granted him repentance. God showed him what was wrong about his thinking. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Praise God. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all his works, not all of theirs. Amen. Now, that's a good example of Psalm 37, verse 1. Be not envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Three different commandments in the next three verses. Trust in the Lord and do good, and you're going to dwell in that new land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Number two, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Number three, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he'll bring it to pass. He's going to do what he said. Don't be discouraged. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Oh, here's another good one. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not exist. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor, the needy, and to slay such as be of an upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Glory to God. Godliness with contentment is great gain.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. And you know, I know what David, how David could write some of the things that he wrote, because he had experienced it.
That's right.
And some of the stuff that he wrote, if he had never experienced the things that he had experienced with God, he could have never written it. You had to go through something to write the song that he wrote.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Praise God. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked.
Yes, 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 yes.
For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous.
Yes.
The Lord knoweth the days of the upright,
yes,
and their inheritance shall be forever.
Yes.
They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied.
Yes.
But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs, burning up. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again. Pay your dues when they're due. But the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. All we have to be concerned with is being good. He'll take care of the rest of it. He'll make your decisions for you. He'll bring it to pass. Just be good. Be good. Be patient. Because it takes the burden off of you. All you have to do is be good. And God delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Don't ever get a bad attitude toward one of God's saints who falls. He might get up again. This is talking about a righteous man. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Solomon talked about it. He said, the wicked know not at what they stumble. But a righteous man falleth seven times, but he doesn't stay down. He couldn't. How could you fall seven times if you stayed down the first time? You can't fall unless you're up. He refuses to give up. Amen. We were reading this morning in Daniel. Let me just read you this verse. About the righteous falling, the people with understanding. If I can find it. Talking about the end of the age. Some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge and to make them white. God is in control. He trieth the righteous and he cleanses them. So don't get in a bad attitude if somebody falls. It may fit in that category right there. They may come out cleaner before God than ever. Cleaner than you are. Maybe your turn next. Paul knew that. That's why he wrote this. Listen. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. Nor his seed begging bread. Glory to God. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. That's a righteous man. Depart from evil and do good, and live forever, dwell forevermore in the promised land. For the Lord loveth judgment, that's justice, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. You know how you kill people in this New Testament? With words. You ruin their influence, so they may as well be dead. You kill their influence. You've killed the man, as far as interaction with others go. Slander kills people. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. He's not going to let the wicked win. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you'll see it. We met a group of people that said they were already in the promised land. Matter of fact, they already had glorified bodies. They were in heaven. But you know, when I look around, I see a lot of wickedness. This verse says, you'll see it when the wicked are cut off. As long as you can see anything wicked, anywhere, you're not there yet. That's when you're going to see what God has given to his people, provided for them. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree, and yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Amen. Such wisdom in these things. These words. Anybody else? 27. Do not be afraid. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an army, a host, should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord. To desire something of the Lord is not to sit around wishing it happened. It's to ask. It's to seek. It's to knock. When you desire something of God, you're not just sitting around wishing he'd do something. You're pursuing him for it. When Jesus told Peter at the Last Supper, Peter, Satan has desired you. That meant that Satan had been asking God for Peter. And he got him. Jesus didn't say he didn't. What he said was, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. He knew he was going to be tried with the hottest fire. And he was. And only because Jesus prayed for him did his faith not fail. How would your faith hold out if you cursed and swore you never had known Jesus? I mean, angrily. Speak evil of him and curse his name. After Jesus had done all he'd done for you, he could never have lifted his head up again except Jesus prayed for him that his faith would not fail. Glory to God. That's how David knew what that felt like. That's why he said, the Lord, he says, my tower, he's my hero, he's my shield, he's my defense, he's my joy, but he also called him the lifter up of my head. David could never have lifted up his head again after he murdered righteous Uriah and stole his wife and done all that. God did something inside David that made him able to lift up his head again. Jesus did something for Peter so that he could lift up his head again. Sometimes it just takes that from God when we embarrass ourselves, degrade ourselves. It just takes God's mercy to come inside of us and encourage us. Encouragement's a wonderful thing. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. And this is it, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Praise God. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Can anybody in here, I've looked it up before, but I've forgotten. Does anybody in here know what a pavilion is? I don't remember. Something like a gazebo, a porch or something like that. I don't know, a covered area. Pretty safe area, I guess. He shall hide me in His pavilion. In verse 6, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. That means shouts of joy. I mean, the actual Hebrew word means shouting for joy. The Hebrew dictionary calls it a shout of joy with religious impulse. In other words, it's not a shout of joy because you got home before 6 o'clock so you could watch a TV program. It has to be with religious impulse. That's what it says. Sacrifices of shouts of joy with religious impulse. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. God, when you said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Amen. If that's what your heart says, then that's what you're going to do. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. And this is a verse that meant a lot to me. When my father and my mother forsake me, that's mean that die, basically. When my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Praise God. Isn't that great? Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I would have been discouraged unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. And while you're waiting, Isaiah said, wait in His pathways. What was that, Tim? What was the other one? 33. Donna, is this where you got one of your songs? Was it Psalm 33 or another one? Okay. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Praise looks good on an upright person. That's where I got my song. I knew it was somebody. You just expect too much out of me sometimes. Praise Him with the harp, sing unto Him with the psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings. Everybody in here has got an instrument of 10 strings. Amen. Well, Uncle Joe had 9 and a half. But he still played it. Sing unto Him a new song and play skillfully with a loud noise. Well, Brother Frank said there was a difference between a loud noise and a racket. Don't play too loud unless you can play skillfully. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Now the word goodness has to do, if you take that word and study it, you'll find it over and over and over again. It has to do with physical needs. Food, air, water, house, money, whatever you need physically to live. That's what the Bible refers to as the goodness of God, providing all those things. When it says the Lord is good, it's really not talking, it's almost never talking about Him being a morally upright being. It's talking about Him being generous, providing what people need. That's what it means by goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. It's full of water, it's full of food, full of wonderful things for us to live with. Glory to God for His goodness.
Amen.
His goodness and His mercy endure forever.
Amen.
He's always going to provide for you forever. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. And then they evolved for billions and billions and billions of years. I was reading between the lines there. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. You don't find that in a science book. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. That's easy to do if you consider His creation. What He has done with the breath of His mouth. For He spoke, and it was done.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to nothing. And you know how far He has to carry it to get it to be nothing? Nowhere. It's nothing to start with. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord.
So is the supposed belief in evolution.
All the textbooks are nothing, and they come to nothing. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of His heart to all generations. What a wonderful God.
Amen.
You know what God thought of one time? Air. And it's still here. Amen. He just had that thought. Said, let there be air. Here we are. He thought of water. We drink it. His thoughts of His heart endure to all generations. What a God we serve. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah. Glory to God. Is the real God your God? Then you're blessed. And the people whom He hath chosen for His inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of His habitation He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king, no president, no prime minister saved by the multitude of an army. That's the vanity of men. Men think that the United States has not been overthrown because it has such a big army and powerful weapons. That has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with it. God has preserved this country, and when He finishes with it, God will get rid of it. We don't have to get involved. It's none of our business. It's God's business. I hope God spares it during our lifetime, because it's going to be awful when it goes. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Praise God. What wonderful clean thoughts. Eternal thoughts. What?
113.
A lot of things about God in there. In that one psalm. 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from thence time forth and forevermore. In case it wasn't before now, let's start it now and keep it going. Amen. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with the princes, even with the princes of his people. You know that Paul said God exalted Jesus, gave him a name above the heavens. Didn't he exalt him above the heavens? Well, God had to be above heaven to do that. He has to. Heaven is beneath God. Think about that. He visits sometime. But heaven and earth shall pass away. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. 25? Who said that? Natalie Gale. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Show me thy ways, thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths, O Lord. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sins of my youth. Remember not the sins of my youth. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Amen. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Not to Molech. Unto thee, O God. Always address your letter in case somebody gets confused. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my voice. This is about Jehovah, the real God. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be disappointed or confused or ashamed. Let not thine enemies triumph over me. Let none be ashamed that wait on thee. Let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without any reason. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth. Teach me. Boy, Darren, you ought to write a song with some of this stuff in it. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my foolish youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach in his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show him his covenant. Amen. His covenant is the new birth, the new covenant of Jesus. He's going to show you that if his secret is with you. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distress. My distress is. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Praise God.
Psalm 23, verse 4. Explain to me about what is right today.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I get so full I can't even chew anymore. You ever seen an animal like that? It's almost pitiful. They're so full. Bob, describe your dog Mike at the pig picking that day.
He had a lot to eat. He would lie down. He was so full, and we kept throwing pieces off the grill. And every time something would hit the ground, it would make a thud. And all he'd do is kind of lift up and see where it hit, and just keep track of what was hitting the ground. He was too full to get up and do anything about it.
He went through a stage, I think, where he had stopped eating and was burying pieces of the pig. He just couldn't eat it. Then he nibbled. Finally, he nibbled himself where he couldn't even move. Just look up at it and go back down. God maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Green pasture. That's what a sheep wants, is green pasture. He wants to eat. Can't anymore. You're just too full. God maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't that what he said? Prove me. Put me to the test. See if I won't pour you out a blessing you can't even be able to, out of heaven that you won't even be able to contain.
Doesn't that speak of faith too, John? Because lying down in green pastures means that you're confident that it ain't going nowhere.
Well, and you really don't have any choice because you're so full to move your legs. If you're going somewhere, he's going to have to drag you. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Praise God. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness because I'm so good. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. For his name's sake. God has blessed you for his name's sake. Bring him honor. Let his name be honored because of how you live. Jesus said, let your good works be seen so that men can glorify your Father who's in heaven. Live that way. Impress people with the love of God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I love Uncle Joe's definition of the valley of the shadow of death. in a testimony, I don't know how many years ago now, 25 or so. And Brother Clark, I found the shadow of death is condemnation. Because if you don't get rid of it, you're headed toward death. And you're under death's shadow with a condemned heart. But David was there. He knew what a condemned heart was. He knows what the shadow of death is. But he didn't fear any evil. You know why? He tells us, "For thou art with me." He was beating David up every night he went to bed. He was whipping him day and night. He said in one psalm, "As long as I kept silence, my bones were tormenting me. My belly roared all the night long." David had no rest all those months that he didn't confess his sin. He was miserable. That's why he didn't need to fear evil, because God was chastening him to get him out from under the shadow of death and back into the light. "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." You know what a rod was for? Whipping. Solomon recommended a rod for the back of foolish children so they save his soul from hell. God's wrath was, God's displeasure and his chastening hand was comforting David because he knew he deserved it. It was his way out. And then his staff was to lead him back to where the green pastures were. I don't know if that's what David had in mind or not, but it sure does sound good. The valley of the shadow of death. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will feast at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Amen. Amen. Anybody else? What? 24 while we're here? "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. On the seas, established on the floods, we know the earth is the Lord's. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, he shall ascend unto the Lord. All the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, this whole world and they that dwell therein. It was founded on the seas, established on the floods, and we know the earth is the Lord's. Lift up your heads, O ye holy gates. Lift up ye everlasting doors. And let the King come in, let the King of glory come. Lift up your hands unto the Lord. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It was founded on the seas, established on the floods. We know the earth is the Lord's. Who the Lord strong and mighty, mighty in battle for his saints. Who is the King? The Lord of hosts is King. Open up and let the King come in. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, this whole world and they that dwell therein. It was founded on the seas, established on the floods. We know the earth is the Lord's. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas. You know, the water was first. He said, let the dry land appear. And established it upon the floods. Who's going to ever go up to see God? Who's going to ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to idols or some other god, to nothing, to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully or lied, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. You know what the Holy Ghost is? It's the blessing. That's what it is.
That's right.
There are a blessing. You can get a blessing here or there, but the Holy Ghost is the blessing.
Yes.
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Amen.
This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek after thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. They didn't have garage doors in David's time. Haven't you ever heard that your eyes are the gates to your soul? Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. I will look into the hills from which cometh my help. And the King of glory shall come in. Look up to God. He'll come. He'll come.
Amen.
Who is the King of glory? Well, to the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Think about that. Selah. Amen. Psalms is full of the glory of God and wisdom. It's a pleasure to read them. Amen. Anybody else have anything, any particular psalm you really want to read now? 116. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. I love this verse. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. praise ye the Lord. Amen. Boy, Jimmy, that's real, isn't it?
I thought I heard him several times quote the first Psalm.
School children used to have to learn that by heart. Psalm 1, Psalm 19. Psalm 100.
I heard Uncle Joe quote that many a time.
Oh, yeah. The first verse is a real warning to all of us. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's the first step, is to follow ungodly advice and walk by it. Because after a while, you'll find yourself just standing around loitering with sinners. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. And the last thing you do is that you just have a seat among them. You're not going anywhere. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Yep. When the Bible was allowed in schools, children used to memorize that. In generations past. 103, oh yeah. Those titles are very, very old. I don't know if they go back to the original, because there is no original document about, no original manuscript of the Bible, Old or New Testament. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Well, that's a wonderful thing right there. God is merciful and gracious. He's slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us according after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. You want to leave your children an inheritance? Serve God.
Yes.
To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments, to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all ye his armies, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Well, let's finish up with Psalm 149 and 50. Well, we'll start at 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Praise, let them that praise the name, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all the hills, fruitful trees and cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things, flying fowl, kings of the earth, all the people, princes, judges of the earth, both young men, maidens, old men, children, let them praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He's above heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song in his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation.
Amen.
You hear that, Rob? You're not saved yet.
Right.
I'm just checking. I'm not either. I can look in a mirror and tell that. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Praise God. Let them observe a moment of silence. Well, I guess not. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Praise God. And a two-edged sword in their hand. And then he talks about how the saints are going to reign with Christ a little bit here. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment that is written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. It's all good. Praise ye the Lord. Let everybody praise God. We're going to slaughter some people in the name of the Lord when he comes. Praise ye the Lord. We're going to really rule with him with a rod of iron. Hey, praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
He knew God. Amen. No, he didn't leave anything out. Amen. Whatever God creates, praise God. Amy said Psalm 151. All right. Psalm 151, eh?
There's no room to enjoy it. I know I'm going to enjoy it.
My name is the Lord.
Thank you.
three knees in
there. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
You know, these Christian places where I grew up, they always had somebody cutting flowers and bringing in flowers to put up at the front door. That's because they didn't have any real fragrance.
That's right. The Holy Ghost smells good. Thank you.